Y94, the number one hit music station. I knew it was over when. Events Day Vents on the way. Commercial free right now with Matt's Automotive Service Center is Deja Vu from Olivia Rodrigo. Really? Still not funny?
Stop doing it.
I thought it was funny the first time, too.
It got me the first time. It messed with me. I was like, what is going on?
Because deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feeling of, did this happen before?
It was good.
Yeah. A glitch in the matrix. Vents Day Vents. We do it on Mondays. An opportunity for you just to unleash anything you're a little bit crampy about. At 237, it's text 35270. Amy K, you got a vent today.
Why is it when you hear that you can't do something, it makes you want to do it even more? I want to vent about that. On Friday, I had a phone call that I'm going to have a procedure done on Friday, and I cannot, for now, the next week, eat corn or nuts or things like that.
You don't really eat those.
You don't eat
anyways.
Either of those things.
I understand. But do you know what then I started craving? I wanted to go to Marcus and get popcorn. And then I thought, chicken tortilla soup sounds really good. And it had corn in it, and I couldn't have beans. And there were all these things that I couldn't eat, which I normally already don't eat. But once I heard I can't have them, all of a sudden I wanted it. And then I wanted to get this yogurt that had these peanut chocolatey things in it, and I couldn't get that. Now that I hear that I can't have it, I'm getting these cravings.
Wow.
You know, I want to vent about people that are going to have that kind of procedure done and don't think it would just be courteous to keep the popcorn and beans away. There's only so many procedures you would have that popcorn and beans would be frowned upon.
Yeah. Popcorn, beans, nuts, corn.
I don't know why nuts, but...
Well, because they don't want to block my system. I got to get everything cleaned out.
Do nuts block systems?
I think so.
I thought nuts were just, you know, their own little thing. I didn't think that they really had any effect on you.
I want to vent that apparently we're all so close that I get random text messages that are like, hey, by the way, it's short notice, but I might need the end of the week off because I have to take a drink that clears out my system, and that's one full day, and then I have the procedure the next.
It is Thursday. I will be doing my prep. And so I'm going to be cleaning myself out. I even asked Steven to please be at work all day because I do not want him home for this. This is the second time I'm going to be getting a colonoscopy. So I know what the procedure, the prep procedure is like. It is a...
Do you want to do a Facebook Live after you like take the drink and then see how long it takes? You'd be like, I got to go. That'd be kind of fun.
This is also what I want to vent about. So yes, I'm getting a colonoscopy and an endoscopy on Friday.
What's that one? I know the one.
They're going from both directions. They're going down my throat and then whoop, bottom.
That can't be two separate days? Why do they got to do it in one day?
I think it's just easier. You're already out.
I'm already there. Let's do it all.
Is it two different hoses?
I would hope so. And I hope it's also two different times that they're not doing these at
this. That's a good question.
Yeah. So...
It would make it quicker if they went at the same time. I guess if it's the same doctor.
It would feel a little human centipede, like
I think. That's true. That would be very human centipede-y.
Okay, well, this is what I want to vent about. The first time I had a colonoscopy done, they provided me some powder that I mixed, and I had to drink these two full pitchers. For this one now, and I think it's because I have some blockage going on.
Go on.
I have to, starting tomorrow, I have to take these pills, laxative pills, starting tomorrow, and then
we get to see some of it too, Jamie.
Three bottles of Miralax and six Gatorades.
That's well, why I like Gatorade.
Amy, that is better than the powder that they make you intake. Like, this might be better. You're just having to drink Gatorade, not the yucky stuff.
I'm drinking three bottles of Miralax.
Yeah, you're going to be a geyser,
mixed
man.
Mixed with Gatorade.
An upside down geyser.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
I thought the Miralax was like a pill.
No, there's a different pill taking. I'm going to start it tomorrow, and then I would take more on Wednesday, and then I take more pills on Thursday. And then on Thursday morning, 8 a.m., bright and early, I get to start that prep.
So it starts tomorrow, really. Do we need to set up a microphone for Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe in a stall somewhere?
Could we just put maybe a porta potty right outside the door?
Well, listen, I just bought Braxton a training potty, a little Paw Patrol one. We could just put it in
there
the corner.
Good choice on the Paw Patrol.
We're just
going to
put it in the corner. Can I get a curtain at least?
We do have a curtain. We have that clear.
It's a clear. I don't want you guys to be able to see me.
It has
Christmas lights on it. So it would actually be quite festive. And it's a frosted clear curtain.
You'd still be able to see me.
Yeah, I guess I would prefer that you actually go down to the bathroom too. don't know why Jamie's so open to you being in a pot down the hall.
She doesn't have to leave the room.
Oh, it's in the room now. I thought it was at least outside the door.
We don't know if she's going to make it there or not. Our bathroom, we're on the opposite end of the building from where our bathrooms are.
Why did you just take the whole week off? Squirty pants, why are you here?
Hey, I haven't started yet, okay? Don't call me that yet. You can call me on Thursday.
What about tomorrow with the pills?
So tomorrow I take the pills tomorrow evening, and then I take some more on Wednesday. But I think I should be fine because she did say, she goes, I think you should take Thursday off. And I said, no, I'll take for sure Friday off for the procedure. But then, see, my last one I got, I didn't have to start it until the evening. And then I just drank it throughout the evening. And then I went in the morning and got it. This one, I'm starting a whole 24 hours before. And so that's why she was like, well, you're starting at 8 a.m. and you're going to drink this stuff. I said, oh, so I need to be around a toilet.
Well, I think we all just feel a lot closer to you just after hearing that journey.
Can you still eat?
Not nuts.
Not nuts, not popcorn. I don't think I could have beans or anything. There was a lot of stuff.
Can you have your Jimmy John subs?
Yes, I can still have that until Thursday. Then Thursday, I go on a clear diet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then...
What foods are clear?
Broth? Pepsi clear? Clear Pepsi?
Yeah, you can have clear
Crystal Pepsi.
Pepsi?
Is that what it's
vodka
called?
Vodka does not count. I did ask. You can't have any alcohol.
Clear gummy bears.
I don't know. It's like a liquid clear diet.
Who's down for a burrito and a movie today? Anybody want to go to a burrito and a movie today? Good.
Come on, guys.
You got a vent for us. Hello.
Why is it that teenage daughters think that they're smarter than their mothers? I mean, I've gone through all this before, and she still argues with me on a daily basis that she knows this and she knows that, and it just pisses me off.
I don't know, but we appreciate the vent. You got a vent, Jamie Mack.
Yeah, okay, so when I looked online at IKEA.com, I saw that there were things that I wanted to buy, and I looked to make sure they were in stock. I even called to say, do you guys have a lot of these? And they said, yes. I went there.
Nothing.
Not what I wanted. No, I wanted these chairs, and so this is the problem. They said they had a bunch left. They didn't have any left, except for their display ones. So I took them and put them in my cart. And I went to go buy them, and the guy was like, no, you can't buy these. These are display. And I said, but it said that you had them left. And he said, not these ones. And I said, please. And he said, no. And I said, please, please. I can't order them online. They won't deliver to my area. And he said, no. And I said, well, when do you think you guys are going to get these back in again? He said, probably not for at least 6 months.
Wow. You should have sat on that chair and drank some of Amy's special juice and let them know how you really felt about it. Yeah. That sucks. I'm sorry you didn't, after saying pretty please, get their chairs.
Yeah. Now I don't know what I need rattan chairs that are look good indoors. Like, I don't want them on the patio. And Target has some.
Do you mean like a brown chair or is rattan a thing?
Like rattan.
What's
like
rattan? What's a rattan chair?
Oh, I thought she was saying a tan chair.
I thought so too. Rattan. You want some brown chairs.
With an R. It's like rattan furniture. You know what I mean?
What is rattan?
No, I have no idea what you mean.
Rattan furniture is sort of like that, you know, wood-like.
Oh, see? Yeah. That's going to be uncomfortable to sit on. And then you're going to have lines on your thighs.
No. You buy cushions for it. But now I can't find any rattan chairs that I really like. And then the ones that are comparable to the ones at IKEA are really expensive. And I could have paid $159. I don't want to pay $459 for one.
Would you say it's like wicker furniture?
Yeah, I would.
Why didn't you say wicker furniture? That I know what that is.
Because it's rattan.
Rattan?
Rattan.
As in you're tanning again? Rattan, to retan?
Well, actually, the furniture is kind of a tan color, yeah.
Well, you wanted a brown chair. I can find you a brown chair. I can find you a wicker chair.
It's not brown, though. It's tan.
Well, this is just getting complicated. You two, by the way, you have very different problems, but a lot of tan and brown in both of them. And that's just science. Your vents, Dave Vents at 237. It's text 35270. Just before 8 o'clock, Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, Y94 Playhouse. Picture perfect We call it Vents Day, an opportunity for you to just unload whatever might be bothering you today. The Y94 Playhouse, what's your vent today?
I really can't stand when men refer to their wives as the wife or the the old lady or the old ball and chain. Like, that's from 100 years ago. First of all, we are women. We are your spouses, and we are your partners. Why do you refer to your wife as the, when A, she has a name, and B, she is your wife? Why can't you just say, this is my wife, or my wife does X, Y, and Z? I mean, men are so pathetic. It's just, like, gross.
This seemed like my would be just as easy to say as the. I don't disagree with that at all. You seen some text at Vince Dave Vince.
Yeah, somebody said, I don't know why I do favors for my loser brother anymore, but I let him use my camper to take his kids camping this past weekend. Well, he returned it Sunday night and the thing was completely trashed. Sick and tired of doing things for him when he can't even respect me enough to clean up when I lent him my camper. Somebody else said, my daughter used my credit card the other day. She told me she was going to buy a few things from Sephora that she needed. About $40 worth of stuff. Got my credit card statement in the mail. She spent $300.
Oh, boy.
I just found out she's still sleeping. I can't wait to wake her up.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a fun call from mom, I'm guessing. Fence day, Fent.
I'm going out with this girl. We've been dating like 2 years now, right? And she comes up to me. She's like, hey, what if we get married? And I'm thinking, what? Why? What is it with girls now? All right. They have to get married. Why can't we just live together and call it a day? Right? Why do I have to buy a ring, you know, get her a dress, get her a, have this big fancy wedding and waste like $10,000 of my hard-earned money?
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's this newfangled thing, marriage, people keep throwing around. I don't know where it came from.
So he just wants to be in a relationship and kind of be married, but without actually legally getting married?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't want to buy the ring.
Spend money on a wedding.
Doesn't sound like he has any interest. You probably should let her know you don't want to get married. It might not be a bad idea. Any other Vince, stay Vince, you want to get in there yet today? At 237, it's text 35270. Tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse. Playhouse, 194, Vince Day Vince. You said you had another one you wanted to complain about today. Are you having a crabby day?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Well, you said you had like four vents today.
Yeah, no, I have a vent because I really haven't been feeling good lately. And this is the reason. So when I had my son and I was pregnant with my son, I didn't feel the best. You know, I was puking a lot of the time. And I thought to myself, next time I have a baby, it'll be easier, right? You know what I mean? Like, you have one bad pregnancy, your next pregnancy is going to be better. But then the pregnancy that I'm having right now, it's just been just as hard. I'm also puking all the time.
Are we just going to gloss over that? Or?
Yeah. No, so I am pregnant. And it's funny because do you guys remember not too long ago when I wasn't feeling good, someone was like, new house, bigger vehicle, she's pregnant. And I was like, no, I'm not pregnant. I was definitely pregnant then.
Yeah. Is that why you did the vehicle upgrade?
Yeah.
Well, that's and a house upgrade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're building a house too, right?
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing. You told us so long ago, I kind of forgot that you hadn't said it onto a microphone yet. I'm shocked that one of us hasn't said something by accident.
You know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, there's got to be a fun, creative way. But then literally forgot about it. So this is it.
I think we made quite the like spectacle out of it the last time you said something. You just want to slide it in there.
Yeah, I'll just slide it in as my vents. Just that I thought I would have a really like next good pregnancy. But this pregnancy hasn't been easy.
Do you think it's been a little bit easier?
No. And this is also why. We also planned on having two kids. We're like, we're going to have two kids. That's it. One boy, one girl. It's a boy.
Well, you're just putting all your announcements out there today. You just want to get all done in one swoop, huh?
Let's get it out there. So, yes, I'm pregnant with a boy. And to me, I'm like, well, I was going to be done after two, but now I don't know because I really wanted a girl and it's not a girl.
So what if the third one would be a boy then? It just never ends.
When do you stop?
I'm going to be 19 kids and counting.
Yes.
Until I get that girl.
19 sons and counting, potentially.
Yeah, that is a possibility.
Well, I mean, you told us a while ago, but anyway, congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you. And actually, today I'm going to be out at Blooming Baby Ultrasound. They do like the 4D ultrasound, the really cool ones. Yeah. So I'm going to be out there, and so I'm going to be working with her over the next little while. So I'll be sharing my journey with the ultrasound, and you guys can cool. see pictures and cool things like that. Yeah.
4D? What is 4D?
That is 4D TV, but as 4K? An ultrasound.
Is it D or K?
It's like, you know, 3D definition's really cool.
All them D's and K's, yeah.
4D is really cool.
I don't know. I'm excited to see it, though.
I want to see it.
I know.
Have you seen a 4D ultrasound yet? Like, is this like the first visit you have
I've
there?
Today will be my first visit, but I have seen the way that they do them, and they're pretty cool. Like, you can really, like, see facial features and stuff like that. I love it.
Somebody says that was him that called it, or she. That was them that called it.
I know. It all made sense. Now it does.
Yeah. Well, if anybody has enough random sick days or absences, people already guess it anyway. But you had mentioned you hadn't been feeling good so often. We got in a couple people that were like, oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations, Jamie. Any other checks? Vince, Dave, Vince.
Somebody said, I want to vent about our next door neighbor. He decided that he was going to tear some trees down in his backyard. Problem was, they fell into our backyard on our fence. He actually has to fix about 4 boards. He's been saying he's been going to do it for about 2 months now. Still hasn't. Somebody else said, my mother-in-law is upset with me because I told her that we don't need to tell her everything. It's like a war broke out. She expects me to apologize, and I refuse as I didn't do anything wrong. If we decide as husband and wife to tell her, then we will. Somebody else said, just bought a new car, got an fender bender on the weekend, 3 days into driving it.
Ooh, right
that
away.
Does suck. Mm-hmm. Ben, stay fan.
Hey, guys. So I have this neighbor who always asks people for cigarettes, and I just think it's so obnoxious. Like, it could be the UPS guy, the mail guy, like, just a neighbor when he's walking down the street. I just feel like he's always trying to, like, bum a cigarette off someone, and it's just rude and obnoxious, and I just, like, it just frustrates me.
Yeah, I suppose if every time somebody's outside, he's chasing them for a cigarette, that's weird. Yeah. Is that a weird thing to ask if the person isn't smoking?
Yeah, especially to, like, your mail delivery, FedEx or something like that. Like, the person's just doing their job. I can understand if you were, like, mm-hmm. outside at a bar around a group of people that were.
Yeah.
You could ask that.
That is weird. Hey, I just got a package. Do you have a cigarette? That is weird. Ear vent, stay vent.
I hate it when I'm at the gym, and I'm not like some crazy like fitness guru. I'm just going to kind of stay in shape. And I feel like every time I go, the trainer is always like, oh, can I get you set up with like a session or a package that could really get you in better shape? And I feel like they're like saying that I like am not doing things right. Like, I'm just like, I just want to run a couple miles on the treadmill. I don't want to be like a bodybuilder, and I can't, like, they won't let me. Like, just do my thing.
I suppose, like any company, though, right? They're trying to, you know, would it be upselling?
Maybe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to upsell you a little bit, getting you to do as much there as possible. That's not unique to that industry, I don't think. That's anywhere you're doing business. They're always trying to get you to spend a little more money. That's how they have a job there.
That is true.
That's what they want you to do. Celebrity Sizzler, yet this hour, I hear news over when and about 5 minutes on the Playhouse Hangout. Why 94?